I don't like to wait.
我不喜欢等。
I like to wait on a slow car.
我不喜欢跟在开得很慢的车后面。
I think you all know there's no interstate that comes into Ithaca. It seems like every time when I get on the highway between Highway 13 between here and Portland, I get behind a slow car. It's not even driving 50 miles per hour. The speed limit is 55. So even 54 is too slow.And if they don't drive that fast, I'm going to sit behind the steering wheel and just stoop. Because waiting seems like such a waste of time. I don't like to wait on a slow computer. When I visit my parents, they still have a dial-up modem. I have to wait minutes to get onto my Hotmail account. It's way too hard to wait. In fact, I recently got a new computer because I had to wait seconds to get onto my Hotmail account. Because waiting seems like such a waste of time. I don't like to wait on a slow God.
我也不喜欢等待一个行动很慢的神。
When I have a problem, I want to solve my problem right away.
当我有问题的时候，我希望神能立刻解决我的问题。
Actually, it doesn't even have to be as fast as my computer.
事实上，它可能都不用像我的电脑那么快。
It doesn't have to solve my problem in a matter of seconds or even minutes.
它不需要在一秒或者几分钟之内解决我的问题。
But I don't want to have to wait for months, and I certainly don't want to have to wait for years. Because waiting seems like such a waste of time. But the Bible makes it clear that when the Lord seems slow, that He wants us to wait on Him. That means we should keep on praying.Keep on hoping.
继续的仰望。
Keep on relying on Him.
继续的依靠他。
Keep on seeking His guidance.
继续寻找他的引导。
And keep on obeying every one of His commands.
继续遵循他每一个命令。
Even when it seems like He's taking too long.
即使在神已经开始用了很多的时间。
Well, what do you do when you send out dozens of resumes, but you still haven't heard from any employee?
但你在你刚怎么做的时候，你是送出去了成百以上的履历，却没有听到任何一个工作上的回应。
What do you do when you get to your mid-30s and the Lord still hasn't provided a spouse?
你该怎么做？当你已经三十好几了，神还没有帮你找到一个配偶。
What do you do when you pleaded with the Lord to improve your relationship with your father or your mother?
你该怎么做？当你长时间的来向神求，跟你的父母亲有好的关系
，But they still seem so cold and unforgiving.
但他们仍然是这样的冷漠不近人情。
You have three choices.
你有三个选择。
First, you could give into despair.
第一个你可以变得很失望。
You've waited so long.
你已经等待很久了。
Surely, if God cared, He would have done something by now.
如果神是在看顾的话，他现在应该已经做了一些事情了。
Secondly, you could give up your standards.
第二个，你可以放弃的标准。
You could take matters into your own hands.
你把事情拿到你自己的手上。
After all, God helps those who help themselves, right?
应该是天助自助者。
So what if it means that you stop rejoicing in the Lord?
所以，即使我们是停止在主里面喜乐
，Stop praying to your Lord.
即使我们是停止向神祷告
，stop seeking guidance from the Lord，
即使我们停止在寻求神
，you gave the Lord a chance，
我已经给上帝一个机会了。
Since He didn't come through for you， you just decided to do things on your own，
因为他并没有照着我们所求所想的，我们应该把事情交到我们自己的手上。
Your third choice is to wait on the Lord，
第三个选择是你能够等候神。
That means that you do not take the job that requires that you need to compromise your business ethics.
也就是说，你会不接受那些要你去失去一些符合神道德标准的工作。
That means that you do not start dating a man whose heart has grown cold to the Lord.
也是你可能会停止跟一些已经心对神冷却的男生去交往。
That means that you don't let your own heart grow bitter, even though your parents are still uncaring and unforgiving.
即使在你父母还是很冷漠、不近人情的时候，你也不让你的心忧心丧志。
That means that you do not give in to despair.
也就是说你选择不要失望。
Instead, you keep on praying.
你持续祷告。
You keep on hoping.
你持续仰望。
You keep on seeking His guidance.
持续地寻找他的寻找他的引导。
And you keep on obeying the Lord no matter how long it takes.
你持续地顺服神，不论这需要等待多久。
But why wait?
为什么要等呢？
Why wait on the Lord?
为什么要等候神呢？
Isn't it kind of naive to keep on keeping on where there are no signs that things are going to get any better?
看起来是太天真了，我们要一而再，再而三的等待，事情没有变得更好。
Isn't it kind of a waste of time to wait on the Lord? If you think about it, you could have taken care of the problem faster if you would have just done it yourself.
等待神不是像浪费时间吗？如果我自己做，不是可以把事情拿到手上面，可以更快的做好吗？
Why should you wait on the Lord?
为什么我们需要等候神呢？
Is it really the wisest thing for you to do?
这是我们最聪明的做法吗？
The answers to these questions can be found in Isaiah chapter 40 verses 27 through 31.
对这些问题的答案就可以在我们刚才所念的以赛亚书40章里面所找到。
This passage was written originally to a group of Jews that become disillusioned with the Lord.
这段经文是写给当时犹太人，他们已经对主产生了一些幻想。
Take a look at verse 27.
我们再看第27节。
Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God?
27节，雅各你为何说，我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列你为何言，我的冤屈神并不察问？
This group of Jews had become disillusioned with the Lord because they had pleaded with him to protect them.Their enemies, but instead, their enemies had conquered their land.
这群犹太人，他们失去了对神产生一些幻想，因为他们求神拯救他们脱离仇敌，但他们仇敌却征服了他们整个国家。
So they figured that either the Lord was unaware, could not see that the enemy had conquered their land, or the Lord was unconcerned.That their enemies had conquered their land.
所以他们想主一定是看不见这个仇敌已经征服他们，或是主并不顾念他们这个仇敌已经征服他们。
In other words, they felt like the Lord was either ignorant or he was apathetic.
也就是说主是忽视了他们，或是对他们完全没有感情。
So, as a result, the Jews were ready to give up on the Lord by either giving into despair or by giving up their standards.
所以这些犹太人已经准备好要放弃主，他们要对主失望，也要把事情拿到他们自己的手中。
And so the prophet Isaiah sends a message to these people. He said to tell them, "Don't give into despair and don't give up your standards."
所以先知以赛亚就写下这一段，告诉他们说，不要失望，不要放弃主。
Instead, wait on the Lord.
他们能够等候主。
In other words, they should keep on praying, keep on hoping, keep on seeking His guidance, and keep on obeying.
也就是说他们应该持续的祷告持续的仰望持续的寻找他的指引并持续的来顺服神
And Isaiah gives these people two reasons why they should wait on the Lord
以赛亚给他们两个原因他为什么他们需要顺服神
First, they should wait on the Lord because of who the Lord is
第一个原因是因为主他自己的本性
And secondly, they should wait on the Lord because of what the Lord will do for them.
第二个原因是因为主会为他们做何等的事情。
And these are the two reasons why we should wait on the Lord in the 21st century.
这是在21世纪，我们应该等候神的两个主要原因。
The first reason we should wait on the Lord can be found in verse 28.
第一个原因我们应该等候的是在第28节。
Have you not known, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable.
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？
用呆的神耶和华创造地基的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
The first reason we should wait upon the Lord is because of who He is.
我们听耶和华的过程的原因，是因为他是因为他的本性。
When we give up on the Lord, when we give into despair, when we give up our standards, and when we stop waiting on the Lord, it shows that we have forgotten how awesome the Lord is.
当我们失望，或者当我们丢弃我们的标准，当我们情绪仰望神的时候，我就告诉你，也就是我们忘记了神他是如何的伟大。
Isaiah reminds us of two different things.
以赛亚提醒我们两件事情。
First, God is an untiring God.
第一个，神是永不疲倦的神。
You see, since He's an everlasting God, He has all the time in the universe to take care of our problems.
因为他是永在的神，他在宇宙中有所有的时间来解决我们的问题。
And since He is the creator of the universe, certainly He is creative enough to take care of our little problems.
因为他是创造地基的主，他当然足够有创造性，能够解决我们小小的问题。
Secondly, God is a God who understands what we cannot understand.
第二，神是一位神，他了解我们所不能了解的。
When Lisa was an infant, it came time for us to help her to sleep throughout the whole night.
当我女儿 Alice 在很还是婴孩的时候，到了她我们要教她如何睡过夜的时候。
I remember her crying out desperately for us to come up into her room and to rock her and to help comfort her so that she could fall asleep.
我记得她那时候哭得很伤心，希望我能够抱着她，摇着她睡觉。
It broke our hearts that we couldn't come in and comfort her.
让我们听到她的哭声，让我们都心碎了。
But we understood that it was best for her that if we did not come to her immediately, but we made her to wait until the morning for us to come.
但我们了解，对我们女儿来说，我们并不是马上的去安慰她，让她能够睡过夜，直到第二天的早晨是更好的选择。
As an infant, Lisa could not understand what we understood.
我的女儿在很小的时候，她并不能了解我们所了解的事情。
But now I am thankful to say that Aliza can sleep through the whole night.
但我很感谢主的说，我的女儿可以很平安的睡过夜。
And she's 11 years old.
她已经十岁
了。In the same way, even if we don't understand why the Lord makes us wait, we should wait upon Him because of His understanding of time is better than our understanding of time.
照样，虽然我们不能够明白神为什么要我们等待，我们还是应该等待，因为他的意念高过我们的意念。
He sees the big picture, whereas we see just a little bit of the picture.
他看到整个大的图片，而我们只能够看到很小的一部分。
And in the long run, it's actually better for us if He takes His sweet time.
在长久来说，其实我们等待他是更好的选择。
The second reason why we should wait upon the Lord can be found in verse 29.
第二个原因我们该等待的主是在第二十九节。
He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
We should wait upon the Lord not only because of who He is, but we should also wait upon the Lord because of what He will do for us if we do wait on Him.
我们要等待主，不只是因为他的本性。也是因为他能够在我们等待的时候为我们所做的事情。
Notice that this passage does not indicate that Isaiah is going to take that God is going to take away all our problems.
注意啊，以赛亚这边并没有提说神会马上把他们的问题拿走。
Instead, He gives us the strength to deal with the problems.
是神给他们能够有处理这些问题的力量。
Sometimes He gives us the strength to overcome the problems.
很多时候他给我们主给我们一些能够克服问题的力量。
Sometimes He gives us the strength to endure problems.
很多时候，他给我们是忍受问题的力量。
So what would happen if we tried to resolve the problem in our own strength instead of waiting upon the Lord?
所以我们如果是要尝试解决我们自己的问题，用自己的力量，而不是等待主，会怎么样呢？
Take a look at verse 30.
我们可以来看第三十节。
Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted.
就是少年人也要疲倦，疲乏困倦，强壮的也比全然跌倒。
It's been said that the problem with self-made men is that they worship their own maker.
只有人说徒手起家的人，他们以自己为神。
You see, it's tempting to, when you think that you are your own maker, it's tempting to think that you can conquer any problem with your own strength.
当你自己以自己为神的时候，就很难去想象你很难，你一定会用自己的力量去克服所有的问题。
But even if you graduate from a prestigious Ivy League university, sooner or later, you are going to fall down exhausted.
即使你是从长春藤这样的名校毕业，但如果你靠自己的力量，总有一天你会精疲力尽。
If you do it in your own strength.
如果你靠自己的力量。
As one man said, when your output exceeds your input, your upkeep will be the result of your downfall.
所以有人说，当你付出过于你所得的，你剩下的你全然跌倒。
In other words, if you rely upon your own strength, sooner or later you will fall into disillusionment, discouragement, or depression.
也就是说，如果你靠自己的力量，有一天你总会跌进这些幻想、沮丧跟忧郁里面。
But what would happen if your input would exceed your output?
但如果你的所得到的比你所付出的更多，会怎么样呢？
What if you waited upon an infinite God for infinite strength?
如果你等候一位有无穷能力的主，会怎么样呢？
Take a look at verse 31.
我们来看第31节。
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
在那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Those who wait upon the Lord discover that while God may be slow, He is never late.
那些等候主的知道神可能行做神的事情可能做得慢一点，但他从来不迟到。
An infinitely loving, wise, powerful God will supply us with the appropriate strength for the appropriate time.
因为我们是全能、有智慧并慈爱的主，他总会在我们合适的时间给我们合适的力量。
When we are called to be heroes, He will empower us to soar like eagles.
当我们需要成为一个英雄人物的时候，他会使我们有力量，像这边所说的如鹰展翅上腾。
When we are called to overcome the difficult times, He will empower us to run.
当我们需要去有力量去克服困难的时候，他会像我们这边所说的，我们奔跑却不困倦。
And when we are called to endure the mundane, He'll strengthen us to walk.
但如果我们是需要能够忍受一些例行公事，它会让我们行走却不疲乏。
In other words, if we wait upon the Lord, He'll either give us the strength to overcome, or He'll give us the strength to endure.
也就是说，当我们等候主的时候，他会给我们力量去克服或是来忍受我们现在的问题。
I joined the track team.My junior year in high school.
在我高中第三年的时候，我参加了田径的队伍。
I was assigned to run the 880-yard race, which is two laps around the field.
我参加了800公尺的跑步，就是在我们的操场跑两圈。
My friend Mike was an experienced runner, and he was also going to run that race.
我一个好朋友 Mike, 他是一个很有经验的跑步者。他也要和我一起来跑这个800米的赛跑。
He told me, Paul, stay next to me and you'll do well.
他告诉我说，跟着我你就会跑得很好。
But the first time around the track, I thought to myself, why should I wait on him?
当我跑第一圈的时候，我在跟自己说，我为什么要等他呢？
Mike is too slow.
因为 Mike 跑得太慢。
So I sped faster.
所以我就很快地超过他。
At the halfway point, I was in second place.
在跑过半圈的时候，我那个时候是第二名。
And I thought to myself, hey, I could win this thing.
我告诉我自己，我可以赢得这一场的比赛。
But on the second lap, something unfortunate happened.
在第二圈的时候，有一件很不幸的事情发生了。
I became weary.
我变得很疲倦。
One runner after another runner after another runner passed me by.
一个一个比赛跑步者就超过我。
And I finished second.
我是第二，跑第二。
To the left. does the Lord seem too slow for you?
就对你来说，他行动太慢吗？
You pleaded months for a job.
你在很多好几个月里为一个工作祷告。
You pleaded years for a spouse.
因为花了好多年来为一个配偶祷告。
You pleaded decades for a better relationship with your parents.
因为你跟你父母有更好的关系，祷告了好几十年。
Doesn't seem like the Lord's helping you.
看起来是并没有帮助你。
In fact, it seems like He's slowing you down.
反正看起来他好像把你拖慢了。
So what are you going to do?
那你要怎么办呢？
You could give in to despair.
你可以失望。
You could give up your standards.
你可以放弃你的标准。
You could speed right past the Lord.
你可以马上跑步超过谁。
But if you do that, you will not finish the race well.
如果你这么做，在整个代言里面，
你是一个宝宝。You see, it's not a waste of time to wait on the Lord.
因为等候神并不是浪费时间。
It's actually a waste of time not to wait on the Lord.
因为不等候神还是浪费时间。
Because the Lord understands what's best for us.
因为神知道什么是对我们最好的。
And He will give us the strength when we need it.
我在我们等候他的时候，他会给我们力量，来恢复我们力量。
A song of response ends with a prayer. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
我们回应的诗歌是求主教我们怎样等候。
It's actually a dangerous prayer to pray.
事实上，这是一首很危险的诗歌。
Because it's giving God the permission to slow us down.
因为你给神一个许可，说你可以。
So don't sing it unless you really need it. But it's a prayer worth praying. Because you'll never develop the strength to overcome or the strength to endure unless you develop the strength to wait.
因为当我们没有 学会有等待的力量的时候，我们不会有可以克服或是忍受问题的力量。
Let's all stand up together and sing this song.
我们一起来唱这个诗歌。
Stay and wait upon the Lord, shall obtain his grace.Call a man done with giants like Goliath. Come and run, all that we with you. They shall work in thy cause. See my Lord, tells our Lord the way. Now you have a way.